You're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM, coming to you live from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa, serving the Ottawa Hull area and surroundings at 89.1 on your FM dial. Well, good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott, and this afternoon we're going to be hearing music from some of the great tenor and alto sax players in jazz, including Hank Crawford, Willis Jackson, Zoot Sims, Jimmy Forrest, and hopefully a whole lot more. We're going to start off this afternoon with some Sonny Chris. In the late 1940s, Sonny Chris worked on the West Coast with Johnny Otis, Howard McGee, and Billy Eckstein. But before we go any further, I just want to mention that Sonny was born in Memphis, Tennessee, October 23rd, 1927, and he died November the 19th, 1977. After that, he led his own groups intermittently. He toured with the Buddy Rich Quintet in 1955, and he performed throughout Europe in the mid-60s. He then came back to the States and performed and also worked with Young Offenders. He further toured Europe in 1974. As well, he appeared with Dizzy Gillespie at the Monterey Jazz Festival. Now, he was about to make his first tour of Japan when he died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Now, one of the first generation of altoists to be deeply marked by Charlie Parker, Chris came up initially with an awkward compromise between the rhythmic approaches of Parker and Willie Smith. His later work achieved a more homogeneous style while retaining great intensity. Now we're going to start off with a recording from 1967 entitled We, and this is from his album Portrait of Sonny Chris. And then we're going to listen to a recording that he made in 1975 entitled My Heart Stood Still. And this is from his album Saturday Morning. And then we're going to conclude with a 1966 recording of Steve's Blues. And this is from his album This Is Chris. Well, let's start off with the music of alto sax player Sonny Chris from his album Portrait of Sonny Chris and We. Thank you. We just heard music from Sonny Chris, and that was his interpretation of the great classic entitled We. And we're going to go back now and listen to more Sonny Chris with his version of My Heart Stood Still. This is Steve's Blues. Thank you. was music from alto sax player Sonny Criss, and just a sample of what the man sounded like. We heard We off the top of the set, and then we just heard Steve's Blues from his album This Is Criss, and that was released in 1966. We're going to listen now to another tenor sax great, Jimmy Forrest, who was born in St. Louis, Missouri, January 24th, 1920. Now, Forrest worked with the likes of Fate Marable, Jay McShann. He also worked with Duke Ellington, Andy Kirk, even Count Basie. He was also the first person to record the standard Night Train, which combines two Ellington tunes, That's the Blues, Old Man, and Happy-Go-Lucky Local. That style made a number, a hit, was used, and it was his typical southwestern tenor tone. It was used to project lines full of blues and bop, which proved very adaptable to a number of different settings. And he was a musician that was not only in great demand, but was also very flexible in the way that he played. Now we're going to listen to, we'll see if we can get three numbers in here. Starting off with, and they're all from 1961, all on different recordings. We're going to start off with a recording called Crash Program from his album Out of the Forest. And then we'll listen to I Love You, and that's from his album Most Much. And we'll conclude with Soft Summer Breeze from his album Soul Street. And these are all from 1961. Thank you.
Thank you.
Jimmy Forrest from 1961 with Soft Summer Breeze. And before that, we heard I Love You and Crash Program, also from the same year. We're now going to hear someone who was a key musician in Woody Herman's band in the late 40s. And I think he was one of the men who made Woody Herman's band thundering, along with Al Cohn and Stan Getz. And I'm talking of none other than Zoot Sims. We're going to listen to music from Zoot Sims from the mid to late 70s and early 80s. Zoot Sims, John Sims, was born in Inglewood, California, on October the 29th, 1915, and passed away March 23rd, 1985. And I'm not going to go too much into his biography. I want to let the music speak for itself. So let's get into the music, starting off with a classic recording that Zoot made from 1975. I highly recommend you pick this one up. It's entitled Zoot Sims and the Gershwin Brothers. We're going to listen to I Got Rhythm. Thank you.
Thank you.
Zoot Sims was able to get a smooth sound from that tenor sax, and we just heard that on Mr. J.R. Blues from his album The Swinger, released in 1979. And before that, I Got Rhythm from Zoot Sims and the Gershwin Brothers from 1975. My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM, coming to you live from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa, serving the Ottawa Hall area and surroundings at 89.1 on your FM dial, and also streaming live on the internet at chuo.fm, www.chuo.fm. We're going to go with one more number from Zoot Sims from his 1983 release entitled On the Corner. Here's Dream Dancing.
Thank you.
A live recording from Zoot Sims of Dream Dancing, and that's from his 1983 release, On the Corner. Well, it's time to listen to some music from Willis Gator Jackson. Willis Jackson was born in Miami, Florida, April the 25th, 1928, and he passed away in New York City, October 25th, 1987. Willis Jackson was a tenor sax player and bandleader who played in local bands from 1946 alongside the likes of Blue Mitchell and Cannonball Adderley. He later studied theory and harmony at Florida Agricultural and Mechanical University, and he played with Cootie Williams' octet, sextet, and septet during the late 40s and early 50s. Actually, the septet's recording of Jackson's composition, Gator Tail, earned him his nickname. He led his own band from 1950, making recordings which included Thunderbird in 1962. He also toured the United States and was married for 8 years to the rhythm and blues singer Ruth Brown, who he actually recorded with in 1951. He also worked with Charlie Parker and Dizzy Gillespie, and he played regularly at the Club Harlem in Atlantic City, New Jersey. And from 1963, he recorded frequently into the 80s, often accompanied by all-star groups of sidemen. And in 1979 and 1980, he toured France. And the following year, he played in New York with Sammy Price. Jackson also designed a modified saxophone called the Gator Horn, and it was specifically designed for playing ballads. Well, we're going to listen to this wonderful sax player. And this is a musician that you really don't hear from much these days. He was a rather obscure performer, and it's one of the reasons why I'm playing him on the show today. We're going to listen to two recordings that he made in 1959, two albums. The first one's entitled Please Mr. Jackson, and we're going to hear a song from that album entitled 633 Knock, and then we're going to listen to Keep on a Blowin', also from 59, and we listen to a track called Blue Strollin'. And from 1961, he released Gentle Gator, and we listened to the wonderful composition I Remember Clifford. So let's get started with Willis Jackson and 633 Knock. Thank you. That's proof that Willis Jackson could definitely play a ballad. From 1961, I remember Clifford from his album Gentle Gator. And before that, Blue Strollin' from Keep On A Blowin' from 1959. And we started off with 633 Knock from Please, Mr. Jackson, also from 1959. I'm Randy McElligott, and you're listening to a special edition of In Transition as we feature the Honkers and the Blowers on the tenor and alto sax. And we're going to be featuring now some music from alto sax player Hank Crawford. Born in Memphis, Tennessee, December 21st, 1934, Crawford played in Memphis with B.B. King, Bobby Blue Bland, and Ike Turner, and he then studied music at Tennessee State College in Nashville. He joined Ray Charles in the late 50s and early 60s, and after Charles left Atlantic Records, he began recording his own albums for the label during the 1960s. His jazz reputation was widened by a series of crossover albums produced by Creed Taylor during the 1970s, whereas his recordings of the 80s were closer to the R&B music of his background. They also led to a recording and touring partnership with Jimmy McGriff. Now, Crawford's simple but telling phraseology has always been linked to an emotive tone derived ultimately from Louis Jordan, and is an acknowledged influence on David Sanborn, and that goes without saying. David Sanborn has said on numerous occasions that Hank Crawford has been the number one influence on his style of playing. Well, we're going to listen to recordings that Hank Crawford made during the 90s and 80s, starting off with Groovemaster, a recording made in 1990, and we're going to hear Blues for the Red Boy. Then we're going to follow that up with a 1983 recording called Indigo Blue, and we'll hear Crawford's version of Things Ain't What They Used to Be. And then we'll conclude with a 1998 recording entitled After Dark, and we'll hear Mother Nature. This is the music of alto sax player Hank Crawford on In Transition.
Thank you.
You're listening to CHUO FM 89.1.
Thank you.
Perfect music for a rainy day. That was Hank Crawford with Mother Nature from his album After Dark. And before that, Things Ain't What They Used to Be from Indigo Blue, and Blues for the Red Boy. And that was taken from Groovemaster. This afternoon, we're featuring music from alto sax players and tenor sax players as well. And we're going to see if we can play some more music from Sonny Crisp. Before, we were having trouble with one of the CD players, but let's see if we're lucky with this one. If we're not, we're going to go to Booker Irvin and see if we can play some music from that gifted tenor sax player. Well, we managed to get Sonny Chris in with a beautiful rendition of My Heart Stood Still. The final musician this afternoon we're going to play is Booker Ervin. Booker, born in Denison, Texas, October 31st, 1930, passed away July 31st, 1970, and he was an incredible musician, gifted. That is an understatement. After playing trombone and then taking up tenor during the service in the Air Force in the late 1940s, Ervin studied at Berkeley and then toured with Ernie Fields in 1955. He then worked in Dallas, Denver, and Pittsburgh until moving to New York in 1958, and it was there that he was recommended to Charlie Mingus, who employed him for several periods between 1958 and 64, and some of the recordings he made with Mingus are actually classics now. He also played with pianist Roland Hanna and Randy Weston during the 60s. He worked under his own name from 1960, included live gigs, and recorded in Europe during the 60s, and was performing again back in the USA at the time of his death from kidney disease. His father, Booker Ervin Sr., played alongside the great Buddy Tate, but Booker Jr.'s style is far removed from the bluesy mainstream playing identified with other Texas tenors. Though his tone is subject to similar inflections, it is not merely hot, but scalding, and his line and time feeling owe something to both Dexter Gordon and John Coltrane. And when I mean scalding, I mean scalding. The other night I was listening to Booker Ervin as I was putting the show together, and I just could not believe the dexterity and the stamina that this man had when he played sax. Well, let's get into some of his playing right now. And we're going to start off with a 1964 recording from his classic recording, The Blues Book. And here is One for Mort.
Thank you.
We just heard some music from the great Booker Irvin with Stella by Starlight from his album Groovin' High, and before that, One for Mort from his album The Blues Book. I'm Randy McElligott, and I hope you enjoy the show this afternoon. I'll be back next week with another edition of In Transition, and don't forget at the top of the hour, Oswin with German news, music, and commentary until 4:30 this afternoon. Have a great week. Bye for now. Enjoy your Thanksgiving dinner.